Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for allowing us to be in His house this morning. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. Turn to the book of John, first chapter. Give you a little break from Revelation there. Brother Keith's been doing a really good job. I appreciate the Lord helping him. And we'll go a little different direction this morning. And, a lot of times I don't know what to do. Told Brother Hyatt, when I ain't sure what to do, I just figure I'll brag on him. I figure that'll work. So, Lord help us, we'll just try to brag on him for a little while this morning. Amen. Brother Hyatt, if you pray.
Our God of heaven, thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. Lord God, we know life is in it. We know the Word, Spirit, and life. And God, I pray you help Brother Danny. God, give him wisdom, unction, help of God. Lord, give him, God, what he stands in need of to tell and say and declare what you put on him. God, direct his path in spiritual power. Well, thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 John, first chapter, first verse says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." I want to look at that in the beginning. It said, "Was the Word." You know, in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis tells us in the beginning. I believe that's what this is talking about here, Brother Keith. I believe this is the beginning of time. This was at the beginning when the Lord's about to step out on nothing and create everything. The beginning of all creation. I believe this is what it's talking about. I don't believe that's eternity, because eternity has no beginning. It has no end. There's no time in eternity. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, this shows the eternal Christ. The fact that He was before everything was. Amen. He is God. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. He's always been. Yeah. He didn't have no beginning. Amen. He is God. Amen. Yeah. That's right. He's eternal. And I believe that first phrase there shows that. In the beginning was the Word. We know on down, if you're reading, the Word was manifest in flesh. We know this is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's eternal. No beginning. No end. Amen. He's just God. And it says, and the Word was with God. Brother Keith, I believe that shows the unity of the Godhead. Amen. Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Unity. I believe we're to have unity with the Savior, don't you?
Yeah.
Lord said He wanted us to be one with Him as He was one with the Father. Amen. Is that what the Bible says?
Yeah.
Amen. Unity. Amen. There's perfect unity of the Godhead, Brother Keith. There's never been a debate, a discussion, a vote, or nothing else among the Godhead. They're in perfect unity. Amen. They're always saying the same thing at the same time. Amen. They're always working toward the exact same purpose. Amen. Is that right? They're one in perfect unity. Amen. Always has been, always will be. There's never going to be a divide or a division among the unity of the Godhead. Amen. Nothing will ever be able to separate that. Amen. The Son of God is never going to rebel against the Father. Amen. The Holy Spirit's never going to go Lone Ranger from the Father and the Son and work on His own. Matter of fact, He said, "I don't even speak of myself." Amen. He said, "I speak of the Son." Amen. Perfect unity. Amen. In everything, there's perfect unity, I believe, in the Godhead in creation. Amen. Perfect unity in the Godhead in all the works that we see all through the Word of God. We see many, many times where we see the Godhead there. In the book of Genesis, where it said, "Let us make man." Amen. In our image. Amen. Perfect unity of the Godhead. So explain that, Brother Danny. I can't do it. I'll just be honest with you. We know there's one God and one God only. The Bible tells in the Old Testament said He is the Lord and He is the only God. Is that right? But we also know that there are three persons in the Godhead, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I can't explain that. But I know it's right.
Amen.
Amen. Bible tells me something, I just do my best, try by faith to believe it. Amen. It don't make no difference if I can figure it out or not. I gladly admit I ain't smart enough to figure everything out no way. It ain't got nothing to do with human reasoning anyway, Brother Keith.
Right.
But I know this, there is a Godhead.
Yeah.
There is a Trinity. They're all one God. They're all the same God. Amen.
Right.
But yet they're three. Yeah. And I know that because the Bible tells me so. And there's perfect unity in the Godhead. It tells us that. He said the Word was with God. It said in the Word was God. Amen. I like that. Jesus Christ, that shows His divinity. That shows He is God. He's as much God as the Father or the Holy Ghost is.
Sure.
One's just as much God as the other, Brother Hyde.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ said, when you see the Father, you've seen me. When you see me, you've seen the Father. Amen. That's right. That's exactly right. How does the Holy Spirit have the power to do the works of the Godhead? In our life, in our bodies, in our soul, when we're even saved. Amen. He's God. He's as much God as the Son and Father is. And they're all in perfect unity. We see that here, the unity of the Godhead. Amen. I like that. Amen. Said the same was in the beginning with God. We're right to the end of the beginning. Before there was anything, there was God. When there was nothing but God, there was God. Is that right? He's the same yesterday and today forever, Brother Keith. That ain't just yesterday on our calendar. That's as far back as you can go, and you'll never reach a beginning because there is no such thing. And you can go that direction all the way toward the end, but you'll never find the end. You went forever to infinity. You'll never find the end. He's the same. All the way back yonder and all the way out yonder and right now and everything in between, He always will be.
Amen.
Amen. He's the same. Thank God for that.
Yes.
Now listen to this, I like this. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. That shows that He is the Creator. Amen. Is that right? Bible tells us that. New Testament tells us that in several places. Amen. Said the Father created all things through Him. Amen. You say, who stepped out there and said, let there be? It was the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Creator. Is that right? Of course He is, because He's God. Thank God. I mean, we're talking about this morning, who is Jesus? Well, you can go all through the Bible. I mean, we could stay here for days on end and be here next month, never tell it all. But I'm just telling you just from these scriptures this morning, who is Jesus? That's a good question. A lot of people in this day and time don't know who Jesus is. They got an idea of Jesus. It ain't the Jesus of the Bible. Is that right? I ain't trying to be ugly and kicking nobody, but you know it's the truth. A lot of people has no clue who Jesus is. They wouldn't believe that. You say, well, He's God. Well, we know there's all kind of religious groups say, well, He ain't God. And then there's other groups that say, well, God ain't got no son. He ain't the Son of God. Is that right?
Yeah.
Some people say there ain't no such thing as the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Well, the Bible tells us the Holy Ghost is simply the Spirit of Christ.
Yeah.
Come on now, perfect unity. John also mentioned over in his second epistle, though, he said anybody that abide not in the doctrine of Christ, that's the teaching of who Jesus is, said they have not God.
Right.
I'd say that Jesus did. God said that.
Right.
That's right. You claim you've been saved a while and you ain't got no idea from the scriptures who Jesus is. I mean, I stand in doubt of you. That ain't my opinion, Brother Keith. That's according to what the Word of God says. You know why? Because I believe if a person is truly born again, the Holy Ghost, as they read scriptures, hear teaching, hear preaching, if it's proper and it's correct, the Holy Ghost will teach them. You know, I understand somebody who's got saved yesterday and may not understand all that. But amen. Who is Jesus? Let's tell us here. Said, in Him was life. And the life was the light of men. Is that right? He is life.
Yes.
Who gave life to the whole creation in the beginning? He did. What makes the plants grow? Live. He does. Is that right? He created them. What about all the animals? He does. What about all the creatures in the sea? He does. Why do they live? Because he gave them life. He's life. That's right. Made man his own image, Brother Keith. Breathed the breath of what? Life into his nostrils. He become what? A living soul. He is life. He's the source of life. Is that right? There's no life apart from God. None. That's why you're separating Christ this life. The Bible refers to that as being dead in trespasses. You have no spiritual life apart from Christ. Why? He is life. You don't have him, you don't have life. Is that right? You might have life in this flesh, but you don't have true life. Is that right? You don't have eternal life apart from Christ. Not possible. No eternal life through Buddha. Right. Muhammad. Right. Amen. Joseph Smith. Jehovah's Witnesses and the rest of them. Life's through Christ. Is that right? He is the life. Amen. Where's the light come from? The life. Amen. You ain't got no light, you ain't alive, Brother Hyde. Is that right? You're not, until you was alive in Christ one day back yonder, Brother Hyde, you didn't have no light. You didn't have no spiritual light. None. You didn't understand Scripture, did you? You didn't understand who Jesus was. You didn't understand the gospel. No, you didn't understand. And that's right. Wasn't even interested in it. Didn't even care. Why? Dead. Why? No Jesus. Amen. He's life. Amen. The life is the light of men. Amen. You have no life, you have no life. You have no life, you don't have Jesus. You don't have Jesus, you ain't going to heaven when you die. Or whatever your terminology is. You ain't going to heaven, you don't have eternal life. Amen. That's right. Because why? He is the life.
Amen.
Life is completely and totally in his power. Is that right? Jesus Christ died on the cross. He did not die because somebody killed him. He laid down his life willingly. He gave up his life. He laid it down. You say, wait a minute, the Romans killed him. No, they didn't. James killed him. No, they didn't. They wanted him dead. They didn't kill him. They couldn't kill him. You can't kill God. He laid it down. Why? All life is in his hands. Is that right? Is that right? Is that right? Laid down 3 days later, still had the power. Is that right, Brother Keith? How we know that? Took it up and come out of the tomb, didn't he? When? When it was his will to do it. If he wanted to, he could have done it the first day. He could have done it. He could have waited like Lazarus till it was 4 days. He could have waited a month. He could have waited a year. He could have waited whenever it was his good will to come up out of that tomb. He chose 3 days later. Is that right? All in his power. Devil couldn't stop that, could he? Devil couldn't stop that, could he, Brother Justin? What about the Pharisees? Huh? They didn't want him raised dead, from the dead, did they? Uh-uh. They couldn't stop it? Wow, how about the Romans? They put some guards out there. Couldn't stop it, could they? Why? All power of life in his hands. Amen. Is that right? You remember that next time you got your head bowed, you praying for that lost loved one? Or that lost family member. Or that lost friend. And it looks like there's no hope. Oh, there's hope. There's hope. Why? Life's in his hands, not theirs, not ours. We'll get to that here in a little bit. Amen. Is that right? Amen. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You're in the dark, you don't understand the light. Is that right? Sinners in darkness, spiritually. We already talked about that. Is that right? What's the only thing that will ever change that? The light shineth in. Amen. Who's the light? Who's the light? Christ. Is that right? Is that what Scripture tells us? He is the light. He's the life. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the Savior. He's God. Oh, we could go on and on and on this morning. Who is Jesus? Amen. Is that right? Thank God he's the light. Amen. When you was lost, you had no light. You was walking in darkness. And one day, the Lord come by, turned the light on. You say, sure it works that way? Pretty sure. Positive. It's the way it works. If he don't come your way, turn the light on, you'd still be in darkness. You say, wait a minute, I'd run him down. No, you wouldn't. No man seeks after God. That's talking about lost people. You're right. That's why I know it's right. Saved people seek after him. Why? Because they got the life. We seek after him every day. Lord, help us. Why? Because we're his. But before we were his, Brother Keith, we wasn't seeking after God. Was you? You sat down at that funeral that day before the service started, you wasn't even thinking about God, was you, in your life? Probably felt like you probably doing pretty good and you was all right. Yeah. I did too. The Lord come by. Started showing me here in these scriptures. I wasn't all right. Light. Shine the light on. Amen. Is that right? You ever got in the middle of the night and rodents are past me in the house, maybe you didn't know it. Got in the dark, you turn the light on, all of a sudden you see them scurrying back, but they scurrying back where? The darkness. Why? I didn't want to be exposed. That was the way your sin was. Jesus come by one day, Brother Aaron, turn the light on. And just like Adam in the Garden of Eden, when he knew he'd done wrong, he knew he'd failed God, he knew he'd sinned. Is that right? What to do? Hid himself. Is that right? Why? Light come on. Is that right? That's right. Light shine on him. And he saw his self-centered. That's what happened to you. That's what happened to me. Is that right, brother? When light came on. Praise God. He's the light. He is the life. And the light shined in darkness. Y'all pray for me. His eyes sort of bothered me this morning. Thank God for the light. Now, Brother Keith, after we got saved, did the light go away? Still with us, ain't it? We'd never learn to grow in the grace of God if it wasn't for the light, would we? That's right. Brother Keith, he'd been studying, reading that revelation. Lord been helping him. Well, if he wasn't a child of God, he wouldn't see that. God wouldn't reveal it to him. Is that right? Life. Light. Why? He's got light now, so he's got the light turned on. Is that right? When you sit and you're reading, studying, the Lord shows you something. You say, wow. It's the light. Amen. Is that right? You didn't figure that out for your little self. Don't get all blowed up and your chest pumped out there. You didn't figure that out because you're so smart. Is that right? Amen. Hey, them apostles had some pretty great light, and it said them men was ignorant and unlearned. Ain't got nothing to do with human intelligence or education. Human education. Ain't got nothing to do with it. There's a man probably been, what we know in history, some of the greatest scientists. Men supposedly got great knowledge. They figured out things, invented things. Edison invented them light bulbs. They burn out, though. Is that right? Ford, he started building them cars, but they break down. I ain't picking on you now, Brother Robert, just because he made a Ford. They all break down. Every time I go by a garage, I see some all of them sitting out there. Amen. That's what man can do. That's what man can do. It'll fail you. But what God does never fail. Is that right? Amen. Now we see, and there was a man that tells us about John. I'm going to skip over a little bit of that. We know John was sent. He was not that light. The Bible tells us, but he's to be a witness of that light. You're to be a witness of that light. You're a child of God. You're to be a witness of that light. Amen. Wasn't just John the Baptist. Now, he was a special witness. God had appointed that to be the forerunner of Christ. We're not forerunner of Christ, but we are witness. Is that right? You're saved, right? You're supposed to be a witness of the light. Amen. That's right. I agree with Brother Hyatt. I mean, you ought to stand up and tell it once in a while. Makes me wonder if the light's turned on. Amen. I mean, if I tell you, you tell me a little bit of something about the light and you can't describe it, make me wonder if you've ever seen it. Things in this world, the natural, Brother Keith, I've never seen, never witnessed, never been able to put my hand on it and check it out and all that stuff. I couldn't tell you a whole lot about it. Why? Never been exposed to it. I better go on now. It's going to get quiet. That's right. He was. Let's look down at let's look at verse 10. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Is that something? We already covered that. He's the creator. He made all this, Brother Robert. He made it all. Made every one of us. Made every one of them living back then. Said he made the world. And he came to the world. The world knew him not. Now, I ain't saying this is right. I don't know. I'm still pondering on this. So you pray for me. I'm just throwing this at you. You think about it for yourself, too. I'm thinking about it. Makes me wonder if the way out ain't sort of speaking to Gentiles. You say, why you say that? Well, look at the very next verse. And he came into his own. Another group. I believe in human sense, who was his own? Who was his natural family? The Israelites, those Jews. And look at what it says about them. And they received him not. Didn't say they didn't know nothing about him. Gentile back then didn't know nothing about him. Nothing. Jews know a little something about him, though. In a roundabout way, Brother Todd. They've spoke, been looking for the Messiah, and that's who he is. Said, but they received him not. In other words, they knew a little something about the Messiah. They knew he was supposed to come, but when he came, they received him not. They didn't believe he was the Messiah. How about that? And he made them, and then with this bunch, he even chose them for his own special people. And then when he came, they wouldn't have nothing to do with him. How do you feel? Maybe you had some natural family you ain't seen in a long time. As far as you knew, I mean, y'all were fine. You showed up to go visit them. They tell you, get out of the yard and get in the car and leave. They wouldn't receive you. Uh-huh. That's sort of what the Lord faced. Came to his own. Is that right? Didn't say they didn't know him. Said the world didn't know him. Knew him not. But he came to his own. They were supposed to be looking for him. They should have known who he was. From the scriptures, they should have been able to tell, this is our Messiah. But they received him not. Which makes me think, in our day and time now, we got a mess of folks all over this world profess to know Christ, but I wonder if he showed up, if they'd receive him. They profess to be looking for him, but if he got here, would they know him? Think about it. Of course, if they ain't really his, he wouldn't be coming after them no way, would he? When he comes, you ain't going if you don't know him. Think about that. I ain't trying to judge nobody, but I think it's good to examine yourself. I think it's good every once in a while just sit down and take scriptures, ponder what God said, and check out yourself. Make sure. Ain't nothing wrong with making sure. I don't believe that's doubting. That's just doing what scripture says. Says make sure. Is that right? I'd rather examine myself and make sure and know it Brother Keith, I admit it, I'm flesh. All right? It helps me to get reminded of it a little every once in a while, even though I already know it. It helps me get reminded of it. Brother Hyde gets up here and gets to preaching about salvation. I'll say, yeah, that's me. I like that. That don't offend me. That don't bother me. He'll get right there in front of me and he'll be preaching about you. Better know it. That don't bother me. I appreciate that. I'm sitting there saying, thank you, man of God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Praise God. You know why? Because he reminds me. He bears witness with my spirit. And I say, praise God, it's good to be reminded. Is that right? I never understood when you walk up to somebody and say, friend, are you saved? And they get defensive. Anytime anybody says, I've been saved, ever done that to me, I said, yeah, praise God, let me tell you about it. I ain't never looked at nobody and asked me that since I've been saved. Not one time, brother, how have I ever looked at somebody and said, well, who are you to judge me? What are you asking me that for? I'm good as you are. I don't sound like the testimony of a child of God, does it, Brother Keith? I ain't judging nobody. God knows their heart. I just can't understand why somebody saved act like that. Praise God. I say, hot dog, boy, opportunity to brag on him. Praise the Lord. Is that right? Ain't that something? Made the world. World knew him not. Come to his own. They rejected him. I think that's something. By like is, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. That helps me, Brother Key. I read that and I say, that's me. Praise God, that's my crowd. That's my crowd down there west side. That's my friends I know around the place. Brother Jenkins, Brother Massey, and Brother Melvin, Brother Larry, and all them men. Some people in some of their churches I've got to meet through the years. I say, praise God, that's my family. That's my crowd. Yeah. Hallelujah. Why? How you know that? Because we all got the same testimony. That he's gave us the power to become sons of God. What is that? New birth. Being born again, regeneration. Thank God, thank God. But I like that. I testify to it. Every time I read that, I say, thank you, Lord. That's me. Hey, man, he done that for me. How about that? Verse 13, which were born. Now I won't stop right here. Now I'm going to ask y'all to do something. Please don't shoot me. All right? Now, I'm going to say something here I seen the other day. I've never thought about it this way. And now, I know this verse I'm about to read is talking about those that's received him. We know that from the context. Is that right? I'm going to say, show you something the other day. You know, I saw the Lord Jesus Christ in that. I don't shoot me that. I don't say, oh, Brother Dan doesn't become a heretic. Just hear me out. Praise God, this helped me. Now, verse 13 is talking about those that received him. I know that. But I'm going to tell you, I see a parallel here with Christ. Now, let me ask you something. Brother Todd, you got born again. Was that natural or supernatural? Supernatural. When Christ was conceived by the Holy Ghost, was that natural or supernatural? I got to think about how his natural birth parallels our spiritual birth. Look at it. Look at it. Child of God, this will help you if you can get a hold of this. Which was born. Now, were we born again? Spiritually? Yes. Was Christ born into this world? Yes. Listen, not of blood. Brother Hyde, the fact that you was Joel B. Hyde's son didn't help you, hinder you, or do anything for you toward being born again. Is that right?
True.
Not of the blood. Right. Not of your family lineage. Is that right? I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ was not Joseph's son. His birth into this world as the Savior had nothing to do with no physical. just like our spiritual birth. Amen. Is of what? Who overshadowed Mary when he was conceived? The Holy Ghost. Who come upon us when we got born again? The Holy Ghost. Is that right? Woo! Not of blood. Now listen. Not of the will of the flesh. I don't find nowhere in that Bible where before the Holy Ghost came to Mary. Before. Where it says anything about she was praying, it ever crossed her mind or anything else, that maybe she was sitting there thinking, now God, I know you're going to send a Messiah, and I sure would appreciate it if you'd let it be me. I think we can tell from the context of that passage, Brother Todd, I believe you'd agree with me, she was shocked, she was surprised, she was amazed, she couldn't really understand it all. That thought never crossed her mind, that she might be used of God Almighty to bring the very Messiah, the Lord, the Savior of the world, into this earth in a human body. Never crossed her mind. If it would have had, if every woman of birth, barren age in Israel would have been praying that, would have made a big difference, would it? Would it? God still was going to choose Mary. It's not the will of the flesh. Had nothing to do with what she wanted. Is that right? Now, Brother Jonathan, before you saved, it would have made a bit of difference how much you would. Of course, if God would have been dealing with you, we know you wouldn't have no way. But just to say, in the flesh, for the wrong reasons, you'd have been just sitting there thinking, say for your own gain, just because you're scared, not because you're convicted. Wouldn't have done you a bit of good to sit there and say, oh, I wish it happened. I wish it happened. It wouldn't happen, would it? No, not the will of what? Flesh. That's right. It's not the will of the flesh. God didn't come to me, Brother Hyatt, in January 1995 because it was some great desire I had. At that point, I thought I was all right. I didn't see no need till he sat down on me.
Right.
Wasn't the will of the flesh, was it?
No.
Next one, it says, not in the will of what? Man. Now don't shoot me here, please. Miss Brenda. I know God, He wants us to pray for sinners. Is that right? And many a times we've prayed and we've seen God mercifully save them. Is that right? But our prayer ain't the power that made that happen, is it? We probably have prayed and desired greatly in our heart to see somebody saved. And unfortunately, we watched them pass away not knowing God. Is that right? Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't pray and it don't matter because it does. Don't get me wrong what I'm saying. But it'll take God to save sin. We can pray. I've seen God save people nobody was praying for as far as I know. Now, we need to pray for sinners and it does matter. Don't get me wrong what I'm saying. I'm not belittling that. But I'm just saying that power that makes him a son of God's in the hand of God. Is that right? It's not the will of man. Brother Hyatt, you've lost. You've testified of it many times preaching. I couldn't even count times I've heard you preach over 26 years. You didn't even know how to get saved,
no,
did you?
No.
You didn't know what to do.
No.
You had no power to do it for yourself, did
no.
you? Not, why not? Not the will of what?
Man.
But of God. I'm going to tell you something. Going back to that, not the will of man. That Jewish nation, even the ones that was righteous and still being faithful to God, best they could under that Old Testament economy, they couldn't make the Messiah come when they wanted him to, could they?
No.
He showed up that night out there among them shepherds in that manger. That's right. They didn't schedule that, did they, Brother Keith? No, they didn't. Not the will of man.
The birth of Christ wasn't according to the will of man either. Matter of fact, I'd say there's a whole bunch didn't even want him to come. It'd have been up to man. They'd let him vote in majority wins.
Yeah.
He couldn't have come. Thank God ain't got nothing to do with that. But just like when we're born again, Jesus Christ was born in this world by what? God. Woo, I like it. Ha ha, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. In Romans, I believe it's chapter 8, verse 29, says we are predestined to be conformed to His image. Is that right, Brother Justin? When you reckon that starts, the moment you're conceived in God, at the moment of the new birth, even our birth is in the image of His physical birth into this world. He starts making us like Him even in the sense of our birth. Right away starts making us in His image. Don't happen 10 years after you saved us, Brother Keith. He ain't waiting till we get to heaven. Immediately, He starts working, making us into the image of His dear Son. Immediately. I'm going to tell you what, I don't know if that helps you, but that helps me. Praise God, I'm glad He's in control. And I'm glad. You say, who is Jesus? Oh my, there's so many answers to that question. We don't have time to touch it. But I'm just telling you this morning what this scripture tells us. Amen. He is eternal. Is that right? He's the creator. He's God. He's divine. Amen. That's right. He's in perfect unity with the Father and the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's right. But He's the Savior. That's right. Look at verse 14. We'll close. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He is grace and He is truth. He's the only begotten. The only begotten Son of God. Now listen, you say, well, I'm a child of God. I'm born of God. That's right. Spiritually. We know God created Adam and Eve. Is that right? But they weren't born. You say, why is the only begotten Son of God? What does that really mean? He's the only one in flesh that's actually been born in this world after being conceived in a mother's womb. That speaks of His humanity. He's fully man and fully God. Say all at one time, yeah. He ain't half God and half man. He's all God and all man, all at the same time. Say, I can't understand that. I can't either, but I like it. You know what? You know what that speaks to me, Sister Sylvia? He's unique. There ain't never been one like Him. We know some in this world thinks are God. Some of them ain't very human the way they act either. They're more like animals. We'll not go there. We're going to keep this positive. He's the only one ever born into this world in a human body that was fully God and fully man and was actually conceived for a natural birth by God Himself. That's why He's the only begotten Son of God. Now, we're children of God, though, through a spiritual birth. But I'm going to tell you what. It's like Nicodemus said, or like his question, Brother Keith, the day I got born again, I didn't have to go back in no womb and come back out. I was spiritual. I was eternal. I was everlasting. Wasn't physical. Who is Jesus? Who is He to you this morning? I ain't got no reason, as far as I know, I ain't got no reason to doubt or be worried about not a soul sitting in this room right now, as far as I know. Well, God knows every heart. God knows our loved ones. No doubt every one of us got loved ones, people we care about, not saved. We know they're not saved. Who is Jesus? We'll be praying they come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that right? Who is Jesus? Amen. Amen. Brother Aaron, would you pray?